Hello and welcome to the Pop Papa Napcast episode number 96. I'm your host TJ Deitch and this is the podcast I record about parenting and life while my kids are away or sleeping. You know, the name implies sleeping, but the truth is that right now they're over at their grandparents' house hanging out. This is becoming a Friday tradition that I very much enjoy because even though I'm not necessarily the primary caregiver during the day anymore, my mom comes over and helps out with that. It is nice to have the house to myself on a rare occasion. And so about once a week, my mom and dad will come over, pick the kids up, because with the baby, who's almost one, so he's less and less of a baby every day, it's just a lot of stuff. It's funny, our almost four-year-old daughter can go with, you know, whatever she's wearing and, like, maybe a backpack with toys or something. And maybe an extra change of clothes just in case. The baby's got, like, a basket filled with the reusable diapers we use, an extra outfit, medicine, all this stuff. Just to, you know, get him going. Oh, plus the cradle, which is collapsible and we take. So it's just a lot of stuff. It is funny how, like, with our three-year-old, we had gotten to the place where we could travel pretty lightly. I mean, if we were going somewhere overnight, it'd be one bag for her. You know, she's potty trained and all that, so that part is easy. But, you know, once our baby came along, who's almost one, you know, that all kind of switches back around. But it's just funny how these things kind of go circular. But anyway, that's where I'm at. I've been working all day. In the past couple episodes or so, I remember mentioning that I had lost a significant part of my daily work that cut out a big chunk of my pay. I had reached out to some friends to see if they knew of anything, and my buddy Justin hooked me up with a guy who I actually used to write for at a website that's, I don't think it's still around. It was called UGO.com, and I got a job writing there in my early freelance days because one of the writers that I worked with as an editor on Toy Fair got a job there, and then our roles kind of switched, and so I worked for her. And she wound up, I think, getting let go because the whole company got restructured or shut down or whatever it was. But this guy works at a new website called Geek.com, and I am now writing daily posts for them. And it's not dissimilar to what I was doing at the previous job that I kind of did, but there are some differences. For one, as I mentioned in the last week's episode, it's kind of nice to be wanted by, like, somebody new. I don't think that ever goes away. And so it was cool that they wanted to work with me and are just really good to work with in general. So that's a plus. The other plus is that it's more money. you know, that's an undeniable factor in the plus column. And the subject matter is a little bit different. I mean, I'm still writing about a lot of geeky stuff, specifically movies that are related to superheroes or science fiction, that kind of thing. But there's a few other things that I get to write about, which is kind of neat. So it's a good thing. I'm enjoying the work, and there's, you know, other bigger work that can be done there. I'm just kind of still feeling my way around. This is my first full week. I've done like three posts a day, and I did one post a week from today just to kind of get it a feel for the system. But I feel like I've caught on pretty well to how everything works. The editors are cool. And from what I've seen of what gets published on the website, they seem to like what I'm doing because, you know, the images that I choose are the ones that wind up on there, and the headlines are similar. I don't mind if an editor rewrites what, you know, especially a headline, because that can be an art in and of itself. But it's kind of cool to just see that, like, yeah, they like what I'm doing. It's going up, and it seems to be going pretty well. So that's that was the big thing that I was talking about last week, the kind of secret job that I had that I don't want to talk about yet because I hadn't even started yet. And I've had jobs like this that kind of disappear in about that amount of time. So that might happen here. I hope not, because I am enjoying it. And plus, in addition to all that, I'm writing for CBR still. I still cover Boom Studios and a couple other. I'm doing a couple other things here and there, so that's good. And I'm writing for Marvel.com. So I feel like it's just good to kind of, you know, spread it out a little bit. Just to work with different people and make different connections and just to kind of liven it up. I mean, when you're sitting at your desk every day doing the same thing over and over again, it can get a little boring. So it's nice to mix it up like this. So that's where I'm at. That's that's a good thing. Another difference is that with the other thing that I was doing with these kind of daily blog posts, that was all in the morning, and I would kind of knock it out right away. This is a little bit looser, a little bit more spread out. Sometimes that can feel good, and sometimes that can feel bad. Like, not having to rush and get it done in the morning is cool. But at the same time, I do have other stuff to work on, and so it's just going to be a matter of getting used to this new way of working and kind of figuring out when I need to stop doing one thing and start working on another story. But it all seems to be working out pretty well right now, because kind of the nature of this business is that I am constantly, you know, with these blog posts, it's just kind of rewriting news. So that kind of happens throughout the day. And then with the interviews, I'm usually emailing questions out. And so as those kind of come back, I can stop, focus on that, and then maybe go back and do another post, or however it works. I mean, I've noticed that I'm usually the one that puts more pressure on myself to be timely and fast than the editors in almost every iteration of work I've done. So it's kind of a matter of feeling that all out and figuring out what works. But I'm enjoying it. It seems to be working out well. And so that's a big thumbs up. I'm also enjoying having a little bit of freedom with my car. As I stated in the past several episodes, I'm sure, my car was dead for a few months. We realized that it was probably just the fact that the battery cable had been loose. Like, I tried jumping it and it worked after that, after reattaching the battery cable. But it really just never got a full charge. So I took the battery out, charged it with a charger that I have for like 24 hours, popped it back in, and it's been running fine ever since. I tweeted this morning that I'm actually kind of glad this happened, as frustrating as it was for that time. I mean, luckily I had my mom here, and I could use her car to take Lucy to school and go to the grocery store and all that kind of stuff. So I was covered. You know, there's been times in the past where I just didn't have a car and nobody was around, you know, before they moved out here. That's kind of how it was last winter. And I went a little crazy, or the normal, I guess. But the nice thing with this is that I do feel like I've gotten more appreciation for the car. I enjoy it more. I love every time it starts up. I mean, I'm sure this will all go away. It's kind of like that thing, like, after you're done with a cold and you realize how good it feels to just be, you know, whatever your baseline, normal, healthy self is. When that cold is gone, you're not running, your nose isn't running, you're not blowing your nose all the time, all that kind of stuff. It's good to have that every now and then in life, I think, to kind of understand how great some of these things that we take for granted is. I mean, the car is the car. It sits there. It's not in the best shape, I'm sure. I was thinking about selling it before we thought of this, like, very obvious fix. And now I'm loving it big time. I actually took it to go to the comic book shop on Sunday. There's a comic book shop in New Paltz called October Country. I've been to it a few times. I don't know if I've ever talked about it on the show, because I don't go a lot. It's a little bit far away. And when I didn't have a car, you know, when my car wasn't working, I didn't want to go and leave Emily and the kids here without a car. So that's kind of why I hadn't done it before. And then, you know, we're busy and whatnot. But I decided to go last weekend. I think it was Sunday. Yeah, it was Sunday, because my parents came and got the kids. And Em had some work to do. She's finally done with that big project that was hassling her for weeks and weeks and weeks. But she had to do some work on Sunday for it. And I decided just to go to the comic shop. It's a two-story building. The upstairs has, like, the new comics, the trades, like a discount trade shelf with hardcovers and softcovers and all manner of comics on it. And then they have, like, back issues that are actually worth some money up there. And then downstairs, which is my favorite part, I think they just call it the dungeon, and it is filled with row after row of comics. The comics that are in bags cost $1, and the comics that are not in bags are 25 cents. But I was there during a sale, and so everything was half off, which was delightful. I walked out of there with 40 comics from the quarter boxes and a hardcover Spirit Archive book. I had gotten one the last time I went there for Free Comic Book Day. They had a big sale, and I got one. I got actually the one before this, and I think the one I bought last week was the last one they had. There's like 20 or 30 of these things. But I got it. I walked out of there. I had only spent 10 bucks. and I spent like two extra dollars at the pizza place next door because I had to use their bathroom. And I felt like I feel bad not, you know, it's like a locally owned, privately owned pizza place. So I bought a soda. I bought a cream soda, actually, which is a delightful drink, if I may say. So I just had a lot of fun. When I went there, you know, I had my iPod going and I decided to take kind of a leisurely scenic route. There's a couple new routes that I've discovered since we moved just to get to different places. And, you know, in my head, I've got kind of a vague map of how this area is set up. And I figured that if I kept going in one direction, then I would get there somehow or get to a road that would get there. It was just really neat, you know, driving solo, listening to whatever music I wanted, checking out just the scenery. I mean, we live in a really beautiful place. This was away from, like, the mountains, but it's still this really hilly, like, farmland-type area. So that was cool. On the way home, I just came straight back by highway, which was another good test for the car because I hadn't driven on the highway before. Plus, I need to get my car inspected. And I had this problem last year where I jumped the car because it wasn't working. I jumped it and got it over to the place to get it inspected. And the guy was like, you haven't driven this car enough to get an accurate inspection. So I'm way behind on my inspection. Don't tell anyone. So I knew that I needed to put miles on before I could take it and get it in. So hopefully I'll get that done next week because it's, you know, I can get a ticket for driving with my car as is, which stinks. And I'm definitely going to take care of that next week. But so all of this was good. On the way back, I stopped at Kmart and we found these chairs that are really nice for outside. And so I checked them out because Em had seen them online. We wanted to check them out in person. I got there, I looked at them, they looked good to me. I checked out some, like, kind of plastic chairs for backup type stuff, because we are having a party for Jack for his first birthday, and we're also having a party for Lucy, and they're, like, a month apart, so we're gonna need stuff for outside. So then I came home, you know, the deal was supposed to be better online, so I told them they look good. I came home, I put together the table that we have for outside. It's kind of like a square, 4 to 6 person thing, and then she realized that the deal wasn't as good anymore online. They were actually cheaper in the store, so we went back over to Kmart, bought 6 of these chairs, and came back. And so, like, I'm really excited about getting the outside ready. Of course, it did snow last weekend, or leading into the weekend, but all of that snow is gone. Most of the other snow is gone, and now it's just raining. It's actually kind of funny that, you know, we can't seem to get away from precipitation around here these days, because we had a ton of snow, and now it's been raining for, like, 2 days or 24 hours or whatever it is. But, you know, once that kind of clears up and once it warms up just a tiny bit and the wind dies down, that's a key. I think it's going to be really fun to get outside and just have Jack be outside. I mean, he was born in April, but, you know, he was in the NICU and then he was a preemie. So we couldn't really do much with him. I mean, he's been outside, of course, but, you know, I want to put him in the grass so he can, like, crawl around a little bit. Oh, well, he's not crawling yet, but I want to put him in the grass so he can hang out and maybe want to start crawling and play with his toys. And I think it would just be good for him and Lucy and my mom and me to just kind of get out with the kids a little bit more, get out of the house and get outside. And, you know, they can take trips to the playground. And I think there's some parks around here that we can just run around in, and I'm looking forward to playing a little bit of frisbee golf this year. With my mom here, I might be able to kind of sneak out like a normal business guy who golfs, you know, just sneak out during the day or like at lunch and, you know, go throw 9 holes at the one in Beacon or whatever. We might be closer to the one in Warwick from our new house. I'm not quite sure, but there's actually like 2 or 3 courses not too far from here that are pretty great. And I would like to play a little bit more. It's just a fun sport. Or if you even want to call it a sport, it's a fun activity to kind of get out and do. And, you know, we've already got the discs, so it doesn't cost anything. And there's no admission to the parks, so like I said, it doesn't cost anything. It's just a fun thing to do. That kind of popped in my head today. All these things are popping in my head, like, oh, we can do this. You know, we can toss the frisbee around, go to frisbee golf. We can get the grill set up. We bought one, again, at Kmart. They actually have pretty good deals. It's a good place to keep an eye on as kind of a parent tip. We got a grill like going into winter or at the end of summer or whatever it was from there. for like way, way, way discounted, like ridiculous. I think it, we paid like $100 and it was like a $300 grill, something like that. It's been sitting kind of under like an overhang outside our house all winter. And it, as far as I can tell, it weathered fine. I mean, it's a metal grill, so you don't really have to worry about it. The box looks fine. But I am looking forward to, you know, putting it together and, you know, getting some propane and just kind of getting in there and start grilling. Because I've never really grilled before. The two elements of being around a grill and my interest in cooking had were not intersecting at a, for a while there. So that's something that I'm really looking forward to. Speaking of food, I think I kind of want to showcase like a recipe on here every now and then or some food talk. Over the winter, around Christmas, I think I imported all of the posts that I wrote for my blog, Monkeying Around the Kitchen, onto Pop Papa because it seemed all-encompassing and I felt bad that I wasn't really posting on monkeying that much. You know, you're a parent, you need to cook for your kids, why not check out some recipes? For a while, I was doing a post called, like, Last Week's Recipes, where I would go through and talk about each one with one photo, and that worked out well, but it did take a lot of time, and unfortunately, these days, the blogging stuff has really fallen behind. As you can tell by looking at poppapa.com, I'm, like, so behind in photo diaries. When it turns into April, I will be completely behind. Like, I haven't done anything in March yet. So I'm hoping to finish up February, finally, and then get into March and hopefully knock those out. But I'm just way behind. I haven't reviewed much. I haven't done many posts. But I do want to keep talking about food. It's important to me. It's something I love. And I figure that as long as I'm still doing Pop Pop and Napcast every week, I can throw out, like, a recipe or two that I am enjoying. One thing that I want to say is that it's not even about necessarily recipe, but I've been really enjoying putting fried eggs on top of things. Like when I wrote that or thought of it, a sketch from Portlandia popped into my head. It's like, put a bird on it. For me, it's like, put an egg on it, man, because I am all about that. I did a post before about BLTs that I'll link to in the show notes for this episode, where, you know, my wife kind of opened my eyes to some extra stuff you can do with BLTs, you know, with cheese and egg and all this stuff. And I had my parents over a couple weeks ago and we had BLTs. Now, my mom wanted hers plain, BLT, no deviation, with some mayo, which was fine. But, you know, I was able to introduce my dad to, you know, putting a fried egg on top. And then I think I made like a veggie hash fairly recently. That was pretty good, that was enhanced by frying an egg and putting that on top of it. And then there was something I just made. Oh, there's a Smitten Kitchen recipe that I will link to. I can't remember the exact name of it, but it's a pasta that was a pretty simple pasta to make that involved, again, just kind of cooking an egg and some olive oil, salt and pepper, and then putting it on top. There's just something awesome about popping that egg open and, like, seeing the yellow spill out and then mixing it all together with everything else and just going to town on it. That's a thumbs up for me because I don't know why. Every time I've done it, it's been tasty, and I recommend giving it a shot. Pretty much, if you have a recipe for anything, you could probably fry an egg and put it on top of it, which is awesome. Another thing that I tried recently that I don't know if a lot of people know about is like Cincinnati chili. Now, I've been developing my own chili recipe for a while, and this is separate from that. Eventually, I'll make a post about that. I still haven't done it yet, but I do have it all kind of written out and everything. And I've made it a few times and kind of think I've got a pretty good mix. But this is Cincinnati chili. Now, I didn't know about this. I'm from Toledo, which is only 3 hours away from Cincinnati, and this never came up. Now, I learned about it when I was in college in Columbus, which is much closer to Cincinnati. I think it's only about an hour away. There's a chain down there called Skyline. Now, the difference with Cincinnati chili, the chili itself is, it's not super thick. It doesn't have a ton of stuff in it, like vegetables and whatnot. But it's also sweet because of, like, cinnamon, I think, and a couple, like, allspice and a couple other ingredients. Now, this place, Skyline, what they do is they actually serve their chili, this sweet Cincinnati chili, on noodles. And there's different ways. You can get it with noodles, cut up raw white onions, beans. Did I mention cheese? Cheese for sure. And it's awesome. Oh, and mustard. Yellow, just plain yellow mustard, not spicy mustard. And we've bought the canned Skyline chili before, and that was great. But I had actually found a recipe on a website called, excuse my clicking, I'm trying to get this one done without actually doing anything in the way of editing. So if this one's a little more rambly than normal, that would be why. So there's a website called StacyMakesSense.com that my mom actually introduced me to. The way I got to this was a post about slow cooker recipes. She's got like 50 of them or whatever. And one of the things that we're doing to kind of give everyone a little bit more of a break. You know, my parents take the kids on Fridays. That gives me some time to do my thing and get things like this podcast done. Well, my parents are taking, my mom is taking like Wednesday afternoons off to just get a break. You know, we all kind of jumped into this situation very quickly. And, you know, you've just got to make corrections and move around the schedule a little bit here and there to make it work for everybody. So I get my, you know, kind of day by myself, and this helps her just to get some stuff done. She's here like all day, leaves in very early in the morning to come over, and leaves at like between 5 and 6 to go home. So, you know, everybody needs some time to themselves to kind of work it out. So what I'm trying to do is on Wednesdays, I do a slow cooker recipe. Now, I don't remember if I actually cooked this on a Wednesday. I don't think I did. But the results were pretty good. I added a few extra things that I wrote down. I don't have it with me, but I know that I added cocoa powder because it wasn't quite as sweet as I remembered. Now, the thing is, I don't have a strong memory of Skyline. My wife loves it, and that's why I wanted to make this for her. But I thought it turned out pretty good. I'm not saying this is like replacing Skyline by any means, but this was a simple recipe. The only thing that you have to do outside of the crock pot is cook some ground beef. And then you throw everything in, you know, some stuff you've got to cut up and whatnot, but throw it in. We had the mustard, we had the cheese, and the onions, and I put the beans in. I know you're not supposed to. That's what my wife told me, at least. But I thought this turned out really good. It's a crock pot recipe. Instead of doing the noodles the first day, what we did with this was put it on hot dogs. We made chili dogs. And so it was the same thing. I mean, I grilled the hot dogs on a cast iron pan, and I got the buns that have the slice in the top. That's it. So hot dog in the bun, then chili, then whatever aspects of the toppings you want. I went with everything, onion, cheddar, yellow mustard. And it was probably one of the best chili dogs I've ever had. And it got a huge, huge, huge thumbs up from me and my wife, even though it didn't necessarily completely match Skyline. And then the great thing about that is that because you're only using a little bit on the hot dogs, you can actually put the rest on pasta, which is what I did a couple days later for like a good leftover reuse. So that's actually, it's not just a good tasting recipe that's, you know, kind of fun. I mean, putting your own hot dogs together, we've done different toppings, you know, you can do the Chicago toppings or the, you know, New York toppings, that kind of stuff. It's a little bit like doing a taco bar, but a little bit simpler. Actually, doing a hot dog bar would be kind of awesome now that I think about it, like for a party, just cook a ton of hot dogs of different kinds and then have like different groups of toppings representative of different styles of hot dogs. That's a really good idea. I might do that for a party this year now that I say it. But anyway, it's fun. They turned out really good. We wound up eating all of the leftovers, because sometimes, you know, you wind up getting sick of something, but by putting it on the noodles, you wind up eating it a different way. And I think it's just something worth checking out if you're even remotely interested, because it's just a different take on chili. It's a different take on chili dogs and hot dogs and pasta and all that kind of stuff. So that recipe gets a major thumbs up. Excuse again my mouse for a second. Another thing that I actually found useful and helpful on StacyMakesSense.com, another link that came from my mom, is this post that she wrote about using magnesium lotion to help her kids sleep better. She's got 3 kids, and it sounds like, you know, they don't quite sleep very well. She's got a five-and-a-half-year-old, a 4-year-old, and a 6-month-old, I think. And her 6-month-old just doesn't sleep well. She's done a bunch of research and found that magnesium deficiency is something that can cause lots of problems in kids and adults. But one of the symptoms of a deficiency in it is that you don't sleep very well. It's hard for you to relax and stay sleeping throughout the night. Now, both of our kids are having different sleep issues right now. I've talked about this before, but I've actually been sleeping on the futon in my office, which is meant for company, for, gosh, maybe the last month or two, because my daughter keeps waking up in the middle of the night and coming into our bed. It's a bad situation because if she comes into bed and I'm up there, it's too many people. I was just kind of getting out when she came to bed and coming down here, and I thought, you know what, this is silly. Why don't I just sleep down here? Now, it's starting to have a little bit of a problem because if she starts freaking out in the night and our son is nursing or whatever, it's really hard on my wife. So we're actually reinstituting something that we tried before at the condo before we moved, which was a sticker chart. And if she gets, if she sleeps in her room for a full night, she gets one sticker that goes in the box. And if she fills up 2 weeks worth of, 2 or 3 weeks worth of boxes, then she gets a toy. Yes, it is simple bribery, but we kind of need this to change and to stick. But what might help is this magnesium lotion. Our son also does not sleep. He wakes up a lot and nurses, and he just sleeps. He sleeps. My wife puts him down, nurses him down, puts him in his crib. We get maybe a couple hours out of that before he wakes up again. And then he basically goes back in the bed and spends the whole night there. That's why it's rough for my daughter to come in, because it's very crowded. With four people plus a cat who sometimes is in and out. So we're trying to work on that with her, but also he's not sleeping very well. So I'm thinking I'm going to head over to the health food store this weekend maybe and pick some of this stuff up. My wife needs vitamins anyway, and I think it would behoove us to at least give it a shot. Like I've said in past episodes, we'll try anything. I know she's had this project going on forever that's finally done, but she's also not sleeping well. You know, because of that, because of the kids, all this stuff going on. And we need to really figure something out and focus on getting something done and changed in that department. Because, you know, we all need to be healthy and happy to an extent. So we're hoping that works out. A little bit of a, you know, I used to do a section called What's New with Lou. She's been doing great. I mean, she loves school. She's got a week off next week that she's probably not going to like so much. But most of the time she's a delight. She gets in what my wife calls the manic pixie phase when she doesn't have a nap though. And she just like won't stop talking or going crazy. And I got to say on Wednesday, I was having a real problem with her because I was home with Jack from about 1 till 6:30 or whatever. Actually, no, my dad stopped over for a little bit, but my mom has some connection with Jack where he can calm down with her and she can really get him to go to sleep in a way that the rest of us can't. So with her gone, and it was just him and me for a little while, he was fine for a while. He's getting better at just being able to like sit and play and hang out. But he did get to a point where he was tired. I got him to fall asleep. I put him in his crib. He woke up about 20 minutes later. Now, that's not nearly enough of a nap for him. And he's all groggy and mad. And you try rocking him in the rocking chair or just rocking him in your arms, and none of this stuff works. It's very difficult. So even when my dad came over, I mean, he used to help me out. Before my mom moved out, he moved out, you know, a few months before for a job, and he would come over and hang out during the day, during the evenings and have dinner with us, you know, before my wife would get home and kind of watch the kids while I made dinner and all that. So, I mean, he's seen this happen before, but it was the same kind of thing where he was just kind of all over the place. Lucy didn't take a nap that day, and so by the time it was evening, you know, my wife took Jack up to put him to sleep, and it was just her and I was not having a good time with it, because what happens is she goes in overdrive. It's called shark mode. We've called it that. You know, a shark never stops swimming. And so what she'll do is she'll just literally keep moving around the room or just incessantly talking. You know, we like to watch Jeopardy every weeknight, which she knows and is usually okay with. But, you know, when she's in shark mode or manic pixie mode, she will not stop talking. Although I will say that she has started doing something really funny, which is yell out answers to the questions, but they're either random words like snow or whatever, anything, or it's the answer to the previous question or a word that was in the question being asked, which is really funny. And I don't have a problem with that, but it's, you know, when she gets in this mode of just non-stopness, it's difficult to deal with. And my patients were pretty much gone. Although I did notice that, like, my kind of perturbedness that day was nowhere near as intense as it was like a month ago. And I think a good part of that is the weather is clearing up. You know, we've gotten on a good schedule with my mom that's been very consistent for a while. And just kind of a general lightening up on my part. The winters are tough for me. And even I've got one of these like vitamin D lights or whatever. And I try to, I've been pretty bad about taking my actual vitamin D, but winters are tough. And unfortunately that reflects in a less patient father in me, which I do not like. And I try to work on it and I hope I can kind of get past that. But I do my best and I try and I keep trying to get better. So I think that is at least good for something. But I think with that, I'm going to sign off. Like I said, I'm not really going to edit this episode. I don't think I had too many like blanks or big gaps. I've got a lot of ums and ahs and whatnot, but I think everybody can kind of be okay with that. And I still want to make the 3 o'clock deadline, which I think I will because it's 2:45. So with that, I'm going to sign off. I am TJ Deitch. This is the 96th episode of the Pop Papa Napcast. Stay tuned in the coming episodes. I'm going to start changing things up a little bit. The food thing was part of that, and hopefully I can get a few other things that will be more of interest. I mean, I'm shocked that I've been doing this for almost 100 episodes, but, you know, one guy talking isn't the most thrilling thing in the world, so that's kind of a little bit of a preview of what is to come. If you want to see the show notes for this episode, head on over to poppapa.com. That's poppapa.com. You can also check out United Monkey, which is United spelled normally, no space, Monkey, which is MONKEE.com. That's my pop culture blog where I write about movies and TV and comics and that kind of stuff. You can also check out my work on comic book resources and geek.com, links of which are in the show notes for this episode. And I am on Twitter at Papa Deitch, which is PoppaDeitSch. If you have any questions or comments, things you want me to talk about on this show, please drop me a comment. Either on iTunes or via Twitter or on the blog. I would love to get more fan or listener, I should say, interaction going. Just let me know what you want to hear me talk about or questions, comments, whatever. I have a little bit of experience in this whole parenting thing. So maybe I can help out. I don't know. Who knows? So with all that, I am TJ Deitch. This is the Pop Papa Napcast, and have a good one.